Greetings. This is Nelson Olmsted. Today, let's follow a modern Pied Piper from Nelscott. First, here's Clint Gruber with a few words from Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, let's listen to Nelson, who in turn is listening to the sound of flutes.
When the children of Nelscott, Oregon, now part of Lincoln City, hear sounds like this, they generally drop whatever they're doing and scurry to the vicinity of the Lincoln Bookshop. Because, of course, the piping of the tin flutes means that Robin Goodfellow is back. And a visit by Robin Goodfellow signals a holiday for all the kids in town, not to mention many grown-ups as well. You see, Robin Goodfellow, which, by the way, is her real name, comes back to her hometown 3 or 4 times each year for the express purpose of entertaining the youngsters with tunes, stories, and a host of her marvelous and fanciful inventions. At such times, the Lincoln Bookshop is a center of attention in this coast resort town. A local resident will tell you, "Well, when Robin's in town, everybody just settles down to have fun." Why, one time, she had so many kids and spectators, they blocked off Highway 101, all 4 lanes of it, and rerouted traffic down along the beach road. She's quite a gal, that Robin. Quite a gal is right. A pert, petite bundle of exuberance, Robin, the Pied Piper of Nelscott, packs together enough talent for a whole crowd of people. She plays nearly every musical instrument ever invented, and even invents a few of her own. She weaves wondrous tales, often illustrated with her own drawings or cutouts, and frequently punctuated with gay themes played on flutes. She does marvelous things with bits of colored paper, cutting and folding them into whimsical animal shapes, much to the delight of her audience. Robin actually lives and works in Berkeley, California these days, but her heart has remained on the Oregon coast. She looks forward to her performances at the Lincoln Bookshop almost as much as the children do. Lyle Taylor, the owner of the shop, says, "Well, ever since I opened this bookshop, I've been trying to think of something for the kids around here, something that's free and fun. So I asked Robin Goodfellow up here for a weekend to play the Pied Piper for us. And you know, we discovered something in common right away. We both believe that the most valuable things in life are the things you give away. Now, Robin loves to give her talent and her time to youngsters. They sense it, too. That's what makes the whole affair so much fun for everybody." Well, in the years since, the people young and old of Lincoln City and the Oregon coast have learned to listen for the sound of the flutes, and the word of the enchanting Pied Piper has spread far beyond the confines of the community. Lyle Taylor says, "Yes, in 65, Robin came and stayed an entire month. That first day, we served 18,000 cups of coffee, and I lost track of the soda pop and pretzels. It's all free, you know, even lunch for the kids. The bookstore and the gallery next door are packed to the rafters every time she comes to town." Well, Lincoln City and the legendary town of Hamlin certainly have something in common. Except in Lincoln City's case, the charming Pied Piper leaves all the youngsters right there, so they'll be waiting for the next time she dons her colorful cape, pointed-toed shoes, and toodles the call to fairyland on her shiny tin flute.